This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Never in my wildest imagination.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Did I think I would land in Green Bay, Wisconsin?
On Sundays, they used to wear the green and gold.
When you play for the Green Bay Packers, a lot of doors open up.
Brett Favre was my quarterback.
But what is life like after football?
When I retired, I had no clue what to expect.
It's time for Where Are They Now? On the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Thunder Nellis. On 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Yes, this is the Mason Crosby Show. You can also catch us on the free Audacy app, AUDACY. My name is Mitch Nellis, a.k.a. Thunder. We are having a blast here on this Tuesday. Hope everybody had a green beer or Guinness or some corned beef and cabbage or whatever they had, whatever you wanted to have yesterday. I hope you had your fill.
Did y'all find your corned beef?
Tommy and I got some Reuben sandwiches, yeah.
Okay,
we grabbed some Reubens. We were a little disappointed. The spot we went to didn't order their traditional corned beef just because it was, I think it was a little expensive this year.
Oh, interesting.
And they didn't have a huge crowd for lunch, so I think they were fine just doing their Reubens. But the Reubens were delicious. So,
okay. Well, oh, yeah, and Mitch paid.
And, that's well, nice. Mitch did okay at poker Sunday night. So, yeah. So Mitch decided that he'd treat his friend Tommy.
Nice.
Yeah. Joining us now, as you heard from the music, it's Where Are They Now? And I have a feeling this gentleman has some great stories to talk about where he is, like, right now, mentally, where he is physically, where he is existentially. I'm excited to get into it. Joining us now on the Mason Crosby Show, he is Lucas Patrick. Good morning, Lucas.
Good morning. How are y'all doing this morning?
What's up, bud? Have you been up since 3 a.m.? Like, what was your morning routine this morning?
My morning routine was I was up at 7 Pacific time, poured a coffee, and then am now sitting here talking with the Mason Crosby Show.
Just, man, that's a late rise for you. That's not normal.
Well, yeah, I spent a week in Hawaii last week, so I'm still on, like, my time zones. It's like my body speaking Chinese to me with my sleep. So,
where are you in the if we may ask, where are you in the Western time zone?
I am in the no sunshine city of Portland, Oregon this time of the year. So it is gray, rainy, cold. It's not Hawaii, which I got used to waking up to sunshine. Yes.
Dude, Lucas, so we were talking, I was just kind of giving Mitch and Tommy a little rundown of our history and kind of why, honestly, I'm in Brentwood, Tennessee, and a lot of it has to do with you. So you're in Portland now, but tell everyone your journey of where you have gone and been from growing up in Brentwood, Tennessee. Like, you've seen it all. You've kind of bounced around now, and you've seen a lot of places. Like,
first team All-State.
Tell us your story a little
first
bit.
First team All-State football, no big deal in high school.
No big deal. So I went to high school in Brentwood, Tennessee, at Brentwood High, where the Crosbys go now, so it's about to be way more famous.
And Nolan's going to ninth grade tomorrow, or next year, Lucas, just so you know. He's about to be there.
It's amazing.
It was funny. My wife, we were talking the other day about, I think it was Nolan's 10th birthday, and I got him way too big of a gift card, and Molly got mad at me. So it's weird to think he's going into ninth grade.
That's awesome.
But anyways, went to Duke University out in North Carolina, met my wife there, and then graduated from there, and we kind of settled in Portland, Oregon as our off-season home, but went to Green Bay on a tryout basis in 2016, which feels like forever ago. To now think I'm heading into year 10 in the NFL. Awesome. But spent six wonderful years in Green Bay. Learned what it was like to be a pro. Developed some lifelong, friendships. Like here today on the Mason Crosby Show, talked with another former lineman yesterday just to catch up, and Corey Lindsley. And just a bunch of great friends there. And then spent 2 years down south in Chicago.
I
know. Guy that, like, I'm not mad that you went to Chicago, right? Because I was mad Green Bay didn't re-sign you, so I'm like, go get
I was booing the Packers there, not the Bears.
Exactly. Yeah.
And then after those 2 years, did a little stint even more south with the New Orleans Saints and had a blast down there, which was year 9.
How's the knee?
Knee's great. Rehab's going great. Running, lifting. I got to go, I guess, at 11 here. Would be 1 o'clock for y'all. Workout and PT and all that and sweat. And the gym I work out in, it's actually, like, we call it going Rocky Balboa because there's not, like, a heater or AC. It's just, like, one of those units that just kind of, like, like it
blows some air.
Blows air.
Yeah. You know, like, so it's, some guys go and get to put all the fancy stuff on. And for me in the off season, I just try to find the right people and put the sweat equity in. So I got that today from about 11 to till I finish or pass out.
Exactly. This is we have Lucas Patrick on the Mason Crosby Show, former Packers, Bears, and Saints offensive lineman. And I say offensive lineman because you pretty much can play every position on the line. I was throwing out some hope and some good vibes, hoping maybe the Packers would, you know, turn back around the time and bring Lucas Patrick back into the fold. But as free agency is going, like any updates, anything going on your front with free agency that you can share?
Yeah, you know, without being too public and sharing too much, it's actually going pretty well right now. It's kind of heating up. It down to a few teams that I've either got connections with for coaching staffs that I've previously played for, or other places that I've played. So it's actually going really well. Just being a vet and kind of waiting for that phase one free agency where people get amazing life-changing contracts. And then you start to build the back half of your roster, or you start to build in your, what I would say, competing for spots roster. And really, you know, I think what wins you games is building smart free agent classes in this time of the year. So, but yeah, it's going really well. Was on a visit yesterday to a team, and just looking forward to another visit later this week.
To a team not to be named at this point. Lewis Patrick joining us here on the Mason Crosby Show. So coming off a knee injury, though, is it like, do teams have to put you through a certain, is there a special workout, or do you have to show them, like, do you have to go to their doctors, or can you show them a medical test that you've already passed something? How does it work coming off an injury and then trying to get your next job?
Yeah. So essentially, yes, to your question, they are, you know, my previous employer team, the Saints, you know, they can send all the information, or all teams can pull up your medical records and see
what
happens.
No one trusts anyone, right, Lucas?
Yes.
So, they're like, I don't trust any of that. I'm going to do it all again.
Like, say you've got a team that's on the West Coast and a team that's on the East Coast. Both doctors are like, well, that guy's not right and that guy's not right. So you have to fly to all these teams, and it's kind of a, you know, a pain, but it's just part of the process. And, you know, speaking of doctors, I do got to give a shout out to, when all this happened, you know, Dr. Kareem Meyer, who did my surgery, did great. But the relationships you build up in Wisconsin, was able to call up Flea, our head trainer,
awesome,
up in Green Bay back then. And then he got me hooked up with Dr. McKenzie, the team doctor, and Pat and I talked. And so,
I mean, those relationships don't end, right? I mean, it's just
no.
Like, and like the type of guy that you are, and like, you know, were there in Green Bay. Like, I was telling these guys, I mean, it's like, you always tell Lucas Patrick, if somebody was getting messed with on the field or any space, like, Lucas is coming in and cleaning up shop. Like, that's just who he was. And I've never had another teammate that just like cared about relationships and people the way that you do. Like, you show up, you do things different, and you're really taking your opportunity to play in the NFL, and you have like exceeded all expectations as a human, as a football player, all those things, because you just do it the right way.
Well, I appreciate that. Maybe that's why I keep hanging out with you, because you make me feel good about myself.
I am. I'm a boost it. Up. Well, and hey, and you're my favorite golf buddy, so we will be teeing it up together here in a couple weeks.
Who's got the edge? Who's my money on?
He can't beat me.
Oh,
yeah, no, it's Mason. Hey, look, the guy.
I taught him how to play, though. I got him right.
For the last however many years, you know, all of us are in meetings. Mason's just like, okay, I'll be over at 09. You know, no,
this is the
deal.
Obligatory. Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. But Mason taught me kind of like the ropes on like how to actually play golf. Like, everyone's like, okay, swing a golf club, hit the ball, make contact. Like, but like, he would take me out, and it was actually a blast. But he was like the guy, like, hey, if you want to hit it this style, like, try this, or like, you know, showed you how to play like the fun games that you can play on the course, or
yes, go on trips. Yeah, the gambling on the golf course. I definitely And it was probably mean at first. I'm like, Lucas, yeah, don't worry. Like, just put, we'll play, 20 front back total. Like, it's fine. I'll give you 10 strokes. And then
I'll tell you
what you owe me at the end.
it
was a pay to play situation.
At my stage of my career, and trying to figure things out, is like, I didn't care what the price was to get to hop in the cart, because normally it was, we'd play and then sometimes there'd be other guys on the team. You're like, I would have never gotten an opportunity to hang out with them. So if it costed me a couple $100, then whatever, because that's what it took to, meet people on their space or become friends.
Well, this is all right. We got Lucas Patrick on the Mason Crosby Show, and I got to pivot to March Madness because you are a Duke Blue Devil,
Dukie.
And you have. I mean, y'all have a lot of expectations coming into this this tournament with Duke as the one seed. They're in the same same region as Wisconsin, so we're hoping for a Wisconsin Duke
matchup
there come down towards the end. But what do you think? Do you have any inside information for us on Flag as well? Like, is he okay? Is he going to be healthy? Because don't you have a cousin that plays lacrosse there at Duke?
No, he's somewhere else. But I was actually back at Duke this week, earlier this off season. Kind of poked my head around, saw a few things. According to inside sources, I know nothing.
nice.
Yeah, no, I was waiting for the big info.
Yeah, that's it. I will say from my eyes, because the last time I was on campus as a student, we won a national championship. I know what it feels like. I've seen the energy, and that energy just being on there, this was 6-7 weeks ago when the team was still building before we'd won both the tournament and regular season of the ACC, which, as we all know, is a pretty good basketball conference.
Again, no big deal.
Not a big deal.
Yeah, yeah. But the energy from the students, from the faculty, from actually some of the athletic facility people that I know from working. I actually worked in the game ops when I was in college. They think this is another year to win it. Cooper Flagg, will he be healthy? I don't know. I do know that sports medicine team is working around the clock. They're awesome there. I really think this is the year. Their defensive efficiency is amazing, but they can also take it into their playmakers and score.
I got a question for you, Lucas.
Yeah.
Have you ever picked any other team but Duke to win the national championship in a bracket?
Zero chance.
That's such a good question.
Zero chance. Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Hey, tell me this. How do you feel about North Carolina sneaking their and weaseling their way into these playing games?
The more I read into that, the more it's like a classic UNC move.
Yes.
Just like,
yes.
Hey, guys, we're not the best at everything. We try to act like we're the best. Our big brother is always the best. So let's just, put someone on the committee. He's going to get paid $100,000 to be on the committee. And we'll just we'll let UNC slide. All the other teams who actually had merit, forget them. We're UNC. We just kind of cheat and lie and get our way in.
I love it. What I was hoping for.
Oh, yeah.
Lucas Patrick joining us here on the Mason Crosby Show, going after North Carolina. Well deserved, by the way, as their athletic director gets
it to themselves.
Right.
They do it to themselves.
So I had the idea. So the athletic director gets a $68,000 bonus for the team making the tournament. I think he should come out today and literally say, I'm donating that to charity. Like, I understand people are upset. The committee made this decision without me. I wasn't part of it. But you know what? I'm going to give nobody can complain about the money coming to me. I'm going to donate the money to charity. Would that help at all?
No, because they're already in the court of public opinion.
It's over.
Like, UNC in the court of a public opinion is terrible. Like, they're notorious for just skirting the rules. It's systemic. Like, it's
I love it.
Once a program does it a certain way, like, you can say we're going to change things, but at the end of the day, like, you kind of are what you are. Like, there's a reason that Green Bay is title town. There's, you know, like, the Celtics win a ton. They just won another NBA championship not too long. Like, there's some things that are just in your DNA. UNC, it's cheating.
I love that. That's so good.
Well, hey, I am hopeful that we see a Wisconsin Duke. What would that be? They wouldn't meet up till the final.
The Elite Eight.
The Elite Eight.
They'd be Elite Eight.
That would be electric.
It'd be a good run for Wisconsin, and then
that would be.
You know,
I'll listen as a Badger.
If it happens,
sign up for that right now. Absolutely.
Yeah.
If it happens, you have to promise to come back on, and then we can just talk trash for, you know, for 20 minutes about who's going to win this game and why, you know, Duke is overrated and they're awful.
No, because they're not.
I can't say that. Duke is exceptional.
I think they're the number two overall in the bracket, though. Like, come on. What are we doing? They should have been number one overall. They were the best team this year.
Well, so, Lucas, what I would say to that is, whether it was Duke or Florida, it should not have been Auburn. Like, the way Auburn finished, there's no way they should have been the number one overall. I would argue both Duke and Florida deserved it over Auburn.
I mean, again, biased alma mater, but the way Duke ended the ACC tournament with arguably the best player in basketball hurt. The way the team came together, fought through games, and it's like we showed the true depth and, like, grit of the team. I know nobody grades grit. They should. You'd be
the highest paid player in the NFL history.
But I'm just like, I don't know. Yeah, Auburn, it's the Bruce Pearl. I mean, he's just, I guess it's that effect. I don't know.
He's a great salesman, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Well, Lucas.
Real quick, Lucas.
Oh, Mitch has one more. All right. I was going to let you go and finish your coffee.
No, get ready for your workouts.
But Mitch has something else.
I got another Duke question. So Cooper Flagg goes down, and I don't know if you know that Con Knipl, who was the ACC tournament MVP, he's a Milwaukee kid.
I did not know he was a Milwaukee kid.
Yep. He is. That's awesome. Is it Pewaukee or is it? Yeah, he's a Pewaukee, Wisconsin Lutheran. That's right. He's a Wisconsin Lutheran kid. He's the oldest of five brothers, all who play basketball. His two younger brothers are on the varsity team at Wisconsin Lutheran. His, like, fifth grade brother apparently is the best shooter out of all of them. But Con Knipl is a Wisconsin kid, and we're watching. Not that we're cheering for Duke. But we are watching with a little bit more interest than we would in a normal year, and it was fun to see him be able to step up with Cooper Flagg out.
I mean, that was huge for just the team and, you know, secure one seed and play, you know, ultimately win the big prize. But hopefully he tells all his brothers how awesome it is at Duke. And we just do, like, the next, like, I don't know if you were – if
the Plumleys?
Duke fans. Yeah, the next Plumlee brothers, the next – Yeah, I'm totally okay with starting another, you know, Duke Brotherhood lineage of just your elite whites who can come in and, you know, carry that Duke brand.
Isn't that nice. Dean Lowry married one of the Plumlee, like, brothers, sister, like one of the
sisters? Sisters. Okay.
Yeah, sister.
I think it's Madison.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Marshall Plumlee, actually, the youngest one and I think the tallest one, was in my senior capstone class, and he was also in ROTC. So he'd be, like, one day wearing basketball gear and then one day wearing, like, fatigues. Is that what you call it?
Yes.
That's one tall soldier.
Yep.
That would be
that's one tall dude.
That'd be a little intimidating to see that guy coming.
A little intimidating, but also a little too big of a target, maybe.
A little big of a big target.
Yeah, he would definitely need to not be in the Navy, because I don't think he'd fit in any ship or the Air Force. So.
Yeah, definitely not in a submarine, that's for sure.
Yeah.
All right, Lucas, we're going to let you go. I'm going to let you finish that coffee. Dude, I really appreciate you jumping on. Can't wait to tee it up, here in a little bit. I'm not actually going to say any more nice things, because I'm going to get my competitive juices, you know, flowing now. And I'm like, I hate you, and I'm going to dominate you on the golf course.
Yeah, I'll kill you with kindness and transfusions.
Good luck in the
kindness and transfusions. That's what I like.
Good luck in the free agency process. Of course, if you want to break any news here on the Mason Crosby Show at any time in the next couple of weeks, you go right ahead. You got our number now.
Okay. Yeah, I'll dial y'all up as soon as it comes in.
All right. Appreciate you, Lucas. That's Lucas Patrick joining the Mason Crosby Show, and we are live on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Hey, if you have any questions for us or any comments on what we've been talking about, Nicolay Law Fan Talking text line, 414-677-1250, 414-677-1250. Thank you, Lucas, for joining us.
Thank you all. Have a good day.
All right. Later, buddy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.